USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump announces the resignation of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. The president tweeting yesterday that current Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McAllenan will be stepping in effective Friday. Nielsen served since the end of 2017. Numerous reports say she has not left on her own, but was pressured to do so by President Trump. Three predominantly black churches burn in less than 2 weeks near Baton Rouge, and now the FBI is investigating.
We believe that the three fires obviously are not coincidental. They are related.
That's Louisiana State Fire Marshal Butch Browning. The most recent of the fires at the Baptist churches was last Thursday. Last night, Keith Urban was crowned the 2019 Academy of Country Music Entertainer of the Year, and this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment is scrapped as optional.
The CDC looking into mysterious outbreaks in the Southeast. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Health officials are working to identify the cause of an E. coli outbreak that sickened dozens of people in five states. 72 have been infected with E. coli 0103. The CDC says the investigation is still ongoing and officials have not yet identified a specific food item, grocery store, or restaurant chain as the source of the outbreak. Meantime, health officials in Florida say two people have died amid a hepatitis A outbreak in Martin County.
American Airlines now extending its flight cancellations through early June as the Boeing 737 MAX plane is still grounded. Now, previously, the airline had said it would cancel about 90 flights a day through April 24th, but now flights will be canceled through the 5th of June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
During his speech to the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas Saturday, President Trump accused Democrats of fostering anti-Semitism in America.
Never before has a major political party been more outside the American mainstream than the Democrats of today. They have become the party of high taxes, open borders, late-term abortion, witch hunts, and delusions. And now the Democrats have even allowed the terrible scourge of anti-Semitism to take root in their party and in their country.
California Representative Adam Schiff on CNN's State of the Union says Trump's anti-Semitism only consolidates the Jewish vote for Democrats.
If there's anything that is likely to cement the relationship between the Democratic Party and the Jewish community, it's the presidency of Donald Trump. The lack of character and values that are certainly inconsistent with Jewish values, I think, are only consolidating support in the Jewish community. And I think the president needs to look inward when it comes to the rise of anti-Semitism in the country.
Jewish voters in the U.S. have traditionally sided heavily with Democrats, but Republicans are hoping to narrow the gap next year, in part as Trump cites actions that he says shows he's more pro-Israel. Texas Tech is one of the final four after beating Michigan State 61-51. Red Raiders head coach Chris Beard.
The thing I'm most proud of is I thought for 40 minutes we went shot for shot with one of the all-time greats in college basketball, Michigan State.
Texas Tech now faces Virginia tomorrow night for the championship. Neither team has made it that far before. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.